worship your name. King of kings, God of all kings, Lord, we worship
I am Kathy Clyburn, your presiding person for this Saturday morning worship experience, brought to you by Runner for Christ Ministries, a church of teaching, learning, and doing. We thank God for each and every one of you who tune in regularly, and we ask that you tell someone else that this Saturday worship service is happening. As always, we will start out with our proclamation, scripture, and prayer. And at Runner for Christ Ministries, we believe in vital, and the word of God tells us so. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. And we have this morning to help us do so is our very own Mother Irma Miller. Good morning, and thank you for being with us.
And good morning to you, and thank you for having me.
Amen.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Our proclamation, why we are here, proclamation. We proclaim that Jesus the King preexisted as God the Son, was sent by God the Father, took on human flesh, God's promises to David, died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, was buried, was raised on the third day, in accordance with the scripture, appeared to many witnesses, is enthroned at the right hand of God as the ruling Christ, has sent the Holy Spirit to his people to effect his rule, and will come again as the final judge to rule. Our scripture today is, it's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, and it's our present weakness and the resurrection life. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. As this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Praise God. Our prayer. Lord God, our Father, we ask that you fill with your Holy Spirit everyone who will participate in this worship service now or later. Father, we thank you today for this opportunity to offer you some much-deserved praise and thanksgiving. We pray that our songs, prayers, preached word lift Jesus so that all who are lost today will be found. We ask that you heal the sick and comfort the many bereaved. We ask that you bless the preacher with a word from you for all of us to hear and obey. We thank you for life, love, family, friendship, and fellowship. Dear Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and it is in his mighty and wonderful name that we ask for these blessings. Amen. God bless and have a wonderful day.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Irma. You know we appreciate you, and you have a beautiful day.
Amen. Thank you so very much. God bless.
Thank you. All right. Now that we have acknowledged our ways unto the Lord, we will continue to be ministered with our song selection service with our very old shepherd, Pastor O. Pastor O, take it away.
Father, I give your name praise and glory and honor. I bless you for being my everything. I thank you right now, God, for being my provision, my leader, my guide, my comforter, my friend, my companion. And today I owe you my prayer. I owe you my worship. Hallelujah. I bless you, God, for being the greatest God in the whole world. I will sing to you in this holy place. I will tell you even in the marketplace. I will pray to you in my secret place. Everything. Yeah, I stand and give you glory and praise. For you are my everything. Hallelujah. Come on, stand and take 3 seconds to begin to worship God right now. I don't care where you're standing. I want you to lift up your holy hands and begin to offer a worship, a praise, of appreciation to the Lord for being your everything. Before all mankind, I will continually praise your holy name for the rest of my life. I can stand and testify that none compares to you, for you are El Shaddai. Oh yeah, you are my everything. Father, I give you the praise and the glory and the honor, for you are my everything. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your holy name this day. And God, I will let the whole world know how great you are. What an awesome provider. What an awesome comforter. What an awesome friend. What an awesome God. I just want to testify a second. You're my life. Lord, you're my strength. You're everything to me. Even when I feel like giving up, you're my joy. So divine. Yes, you are. And Lord, you're my peace that surpasses all understanding. When I don't know where I'm going to turn to. Lord, you're my hope in the time of trouble. Coming from somehow, somewhere you make a way. You're my life, you're my strength. Lord, you're everything to me, and I gotta testify that you are my joy. When I feel like crying, when I feel like giving up, when I feel like throwing in the towel, you're my peace. Well, the devil thought he was gonna take my mind. For the trial of this life, you step right in on time. You became my hope in the time of trouble. When the gas prices went high, you still made a way. You are my life. You're my strength. All understanding, you calm my mind, just like you calm the sea.
Can I get somebody to help me sing this song to the one we love the most? It's real simple, and it goes like this. I love
your name.
And I love you.
And I love your touch.
I love your voice.
I love your voice.
How it heals my heart.
How it heals my heart.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
Somebody say it.
I'm so in love with you.
That's what I'm talking about. Can I say I love your thoughts?
I love your thoughts.
Jesus, I love your ways.
And I love your ways.
I love your word.
I love your word.
I love to give you praise.
Love to give you praise.
Oh Lord,
oh Lord,
oh Lord.
I'm so
in love. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to cry out to him. Oh Lamb, oh Lamb. My sins held you to that cross. Yes, they did.
O Lamb.
Say it again, O
Lamb.
O Lamb, O Lamb of God. Your love paid the price for us all. Now, if I got two or three believers out there that don't mind singing this with me, lift your voice and say it. I love your name.
I love your touch,
I love your voice,
how it heals my heart,
oh Lord,
I'm
so in love with you. Can somebody help me say,
and
I love your ways, I do.
Your word,
oh, love to give you praise,
oh,
oh Lord,
I'm so in love with you.
Once again, everybody, let's call on the Lamb, lift him up, say it.
Oh Lamb,
your love covers all my faults. Yes, they do. Come on, somebody say it again. Oh Lamb, oh Lamb, oh God. Oh, we cry out to you, Lamb. My heart longs for all that you are. Now come on, somebody say it with a heart of love and a sincere praise. My true desire. And so we cry out today because we love you. Say it. Before the foundation of the world, bring it!
Come on, come on, say it. Oh, I need somebody to help me. I want you to get your voice ready and lift it up as high as you can. Oh, Lamb, say it. Done for you. I know what he's done for me. Come on, somebody. If you don't mind looking back from where he's brought you from, just give him a good I love you, Lord, in your heart right now. And if you're in a place where you could just lift your voice a little bit, just tell him, I love you, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord, I love you. And if you're in a place where you can actually lift your hands and give him glory, just think about how good he is to you and tell him, I love you. I love you. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love, we love you. Oh, somebody said, because we love the Lamb. And this is our love song to the Lamb.
thy will be done. Pastor, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for those blessings and songs of faith and testimony, and our hearts have truly been moved and encouraged. We appreciate you. Thank you. Which takes us the time to talk to God, the only one who can meet all our needs. Come to the altar with all your cares and concerns, because there is power in prayer. Following this selection, the next voice you will hear is our very own Sister Deaconess Rebecca Johnson, offering prayer and petitioning God on our behalf. So meet us at the altar and prepare to receive Sister Deaconess Rebecca Johnson. Pray to the Lord. Amen.
Wow, I like that. I know I will never be alone. There's another in the fire standing next to me. I thank the Lord for another opportunity to serve. I am Sister Deaconess Rebecca Johnson. So let's pray. Dear Lord, our Lord, we are grateful for your peace and power, grace and mercy, for all the work you have already done. We worship you, O Lord, because you are the great God, a mighty man in battle, and a very present help in times of trouble. We praise you and love you and thank you for giving us access to come boldly to your throne to make new requests when we have already received so much. We are grateful that we serve a loving, compassionate, faithful, forgiving, powerful, and living God that hears and listens and answers and is able and who is bigger than all our problems. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit and for handfuls of purpose. We thank you for battles you fought and won for us that we are not aware of. We thank you for this new day that you went ahead of us and made, for praying grandmothers, for every kindness, for this moment to worship you, for treasures in heaven, for all the blessings, all the provisions, and every answered prayer. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your armor. Thank you for victory over spiritual wickedness in high places. Thank you for lessons learned and for a way to go to church without going to church. Thank you for all our disappointments because they make us into what we are today. We either win or we learn. Thank you for every hand that helps to produce this worship service. And each person listening, we admit that we fall short every single day, that all of us are sinners that need more and more of your peace. Please forgive us for every time that we miss the mark, both known and unknown. We're sorry for the days we doubted you. Looking back, we see clearly all the times you were working behind the scenes. We confess our sins to you, Lord, and ask you for forgiveness. We also forgive those who have wronged us, releasing all bitterness and resentment because we know this pleases you. We ask that you send the perfect worker to cross the paths of all those who are lost, to give them a new understanding of you and cause them to accept your free gift of salvation. We ask that you cover each of them with the blood of Jesus. We ask that you cause us all to be sensitive to hear your voice and quick to do whatever you ask us to do, Lord. We ask that you give each of us childlike faith. We ask that you let each struggle we have turn into testimony. We ask that you heal all the sick. We ask for total and supernatural healing of every person suffering from disease, from distortions in the mind, and for release from the spirit of depression. We ask that you draw closer to all the prisoners. May they be aware of your presence, and may your spirit bring them peace and give them hope of a new life in you. We ask that you comfort the bereaved, the grieving, and the brokenhearted, and any member of the church that we haven't seen in a while. We put them all on the altar and lift them up to you. And we ask that you heal, bless and keep, comfort and deliver them. We pray that you keep them safe from the enemy's schemes and let peace reign in their hearts. We ask that you open all of our eyes by divine revelation to see the solution to every nagging and unpleasant situation. And we ask that your will be done in each of our lives. We ask that you bless the preacher to give a message that feeds our inner man and causes us to grow up in you and be examples of love and faith. We ask that you give each of us another new revelation and another new understanding of you and the wisdom to do the thing you put us here to do in a way that pleases you. We stand on your word, and we trust you to handle these requests. Dear Lord, we say yes to your ways and your plans for our lives. We acknowledge that you are the knower of all things and that you know us better than we know ourselves. So the best choice we could make is to let you be our guide. We invite you to show us the way. We ask for all of these things with thanksgiving, and we receive our help in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Johnson for praying and making our request known to God. Power and prayer. We appreciate you and have a beautiful day. Amen. Amen. I am truly enjoying the service and I hope you are too, with more to come. I just want to thank you for allowing me to be your presiding person. And as always, if you have been blessed by this Saturday worship experience, then be a blessing to others and let them know that this Saturday worship service is happening. Be the reason someone smiles today. Share the love, the joy, and the blessing. Amen? Amen. Okay, time for the preach word. A message from God. The very best part, icing on the cake. for the next voice you will have the pleasure of hearing following this next song selection is our very own man of God, Assistant Pastor Jonathan Tate. So prepare to receive Assistant Pastor Jonathan Tate as he comes in his own way with a word from the Lord. So let's receive him with a warm and open heart after this selection. Amen.
I'm a blank canvas, you can write on my heart.
My heart.
I know whatever you do, it's gonna be a work of art. It's gonna be beautiful, even if it is graffiti. Cause you can turn a mess into a masterpiece. On my last CD, I painted everything all red. Now I got all these colors going through my head. Maybe it's because my old ways are dead. Old skin had to be shed. Oh yeah. Take a paintbrush and dip it in the tears I cried. Paint over all my wrongs and make them right. I know my journey has been by your design. All I gotta do is follow the signs. You can paint over my life like a Picasso. Make music with my life like a piano. Now I'm showing your glory everywhere I go. And everyone will know. You can mess around and give it away for free. When you don't know the value of a gift, you can mess it all up like me. It's funny how everybody else can see what you don't see. Maybe you're too close, cause from here it's a masterpiece. See, God can take your dirt, turn it into clay. Make some beautiful, then he can put you on display. Right in front of your enemy, you be eating that steak. You be like, give me that masterpiece, put it right here on my plate.
God knows what he's doing, but you gotta trust his word.
And when you're going through the process like a tattoo, you be like, that hurts. When God's done, it's gonna be flawless, everything according to his will. You see, he's the master artist.
That's played beautifully. Don't think that's what you started in me. And my life will be a masterpiece.
Let us pray, Lord. We thank you for being the DJ this morning. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for letting us know that we're not who we used to be, but we are going to be the masterpiece. I thank you, Lord, for each and everyone that's listening. Lord, I thank you for another day to try to get it right and to work at it. And to work with you, Lord, we thank you for not giving up on us and for loving on us. and giving us a brand new day to praise you and to worship you and to dive into your word. Lord, we confess that we sinned against you, Lord, and we right now ask for forgiveness for all of those sins, and we cast them before you. And we walk away guilt-free, but growing in you, Lord. Move me out of the way, Lord. Pray that your word will flow smoothly through this vessel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters all around the world. My name is Jonathan Tate, and I'm one of the assistant pastors at Runner for Christ Ministries. And I will be bringing the word this morning from Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 25. Right now, I want to pause real quick to give a shout out to Pastor O and to Assistant Pastor Janice Tate, as well as Dr. Tony Evans. Directly and indirectly, they have been ministering to me these past few weeks in regards to checking my lifestyle and my commitment to the Lord. And I just appreciate the love and the care in which they took to deliver their words through whether it was a sermon or watching a video or just direct conversation. I've constantly, over the years, received encouragement and inspiration from those three named individuals, and I just wanted to pause to let them know that I love and appreciate them, and I'm truly thankful for their presence in my world. Amen. Mark chapter 4, and I'll be reading out of the New International Version, 21 through 25. It says, he said to them, do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand. For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken from him. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. In Mark, Mark is one of the people whose message was Jesus is the Son of God and the Messiah, the messenger, that he was coming to, first and foremost, recognizing his deity as God's son, and then second, that he was the Messiah. He was the one that they were looking for, that was going to come and deliver God's people. Still true to this day that Jesus is the Messiah and the Son of God, and he's the Christ, and he's the Prince of Peace, and he's all of that. Jesus used parables to communicate earthly stories that had heavenly meanings, because, of course, Jesus, being the Son of God, he knew things and had powers that other individuals didn't have. So he had to break things down to make them make sense in relevance to the audience that he was speaking to. So you see in Mark, you know, different parables, and this parable in particular is regarding a lamp, and more so your light. So don't think of it just as, you know, back in the day where they had like lanterns or, you know, lamps that were in these days and times that were burned basically by oil, and they were used to light the house or light the area in which they were traveling. because they didn't have DTE. They didn't have street lights. They didn't have houses that were wired for electricity where you could just flick a switch and then there would be light. But they had lamps throughout the house that were usually burn oil to provide light. So it says, verse 21, he said to them, do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? So I burn candles. I like candles. For one, it keeps, I like the light that candles produce, and I like the scent that they produce. So I burn them in my residence. But the minute that you put, the lamps are typically in glass jars. The minute that you cover the flames, you take the air out of the flame, which extinguishes it. So back in the day, if you put a bowl, even if I took it, a bowl, and put it over a candle right now, it would extinguish it. It would put the light out. And if you, fires need oxygen to keep going. So when you kill the air to the source of the flame, then you basically extinguish the light. And what's happened so many times for the church, the body of Christ, is that we cover our own light. We dim our light by how we conduct ourselves, by our lifestyles, by how we live. We're not quick to acknowledge that. We'll tell people we believe in God, but we won't tell people that we're Christians, that we're followers of the Christ, Jesus Christ. And we don't break it down and tell people that, no, I follow Jesus. I don't believe, or the new one, the latest one I've heard over the last few years is the universe says this or the universe did that. And I always ask, the question, who's behind the universe? Who created the universe? Now, we know that to be God. We know that if we're the light of the world, because that's light dispels darkness, we know that. We need light to kill darkness. The minute you walk into a dark room, even if you light up the light from your cell phone, it's going to prevail against darkness. And Jesus did so when he rose from the grave. Light prevailed over darkness. Jesus won. So if we're one with Jesus and he's one with us, we've already have the victory. We're light by default because of our relationship. But your light that you project comes from how you live, how you speak, what you do. And God holds us accountable for that. Excuse me, so instead, don't you put it on its stand. It doesn't make sense to have a lamp and then you cover it up when you need the light. See, back in the day, in these times, they wouldn't put a lamp under a bed. For one, that could start a fire, which would be dangerous to anybody around it. Or if they covered it, the light with the bowl, it was to put the fire out, to extinguish the flame, to cut the light off, basically. But it says instead, don't you put it on its stand. You put it in its proper place. The proper place for us is how we live. How would the Bible commands us to let our light so shine before men, so that God gets the glory. In doing so, it's how we live. And the Lord has been at me for years about lifestyle. Yeah, am I saved? Yes. Am I going to heaven, be absent from body, present with the Lord? Absolutely. But for years, I've projected dim light at times. It's not all the time. It's just sometimes. But the Lord has been at me. And I know and I feel that things are changing spiritually in this world. I know that the clock is ticking faster and faster. And the Lord is calling the church, the body of Christ, to do our jobs finally. I know that's the message I've been getting. Amen. Consider that. 2 says, for whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought out into the open. I've asked the Lord to expose different things in my life that I need to work on, because we all have, you know, if you picture yourself as a house, you know, there are those things that you keep under the bed. There are those things that you keep hidden in the closet. There are things in the attic that you don't touch, you don't even think about. The Lord to come into my house and to create in me a clean heart and the right way of living, but to expose things that need to be exposed so that I can clean my house out. Because the truth of the matter is that, yeah, there are certain things in certain areas that I want to elevate in, certain things I want to obtain, certain, you know, to graduate to another level. To do that, I have to get out of my own way. So I asked the Lord to come into my house and to clean out those areas, to shine the light on those things under the bed and in the closet and in the attic so that I can address them and get them out. Things that need to be exposed, things that need to be addressed. And that requires, first and foremost, me coming to the Lord and asking him. And what he's been doing, he's been exposing and showing things about me and my house that need to be addressed, that needs some stuff needs to be thrown out, some things need to be looked, you know, I have to take a look at. Certain things I just, you know, flat out have to come to him and say, hey, Lord, I need your help with this. And I'm thankful for his faithfulness in doing so. Because there's a sense of relief that you feel when you're doing things that the Lord has been at you about addressing or things that you need to put down. Amen? So he's going to expose the things that need to be exposed and the things that need to be hidden or that's just between me and him, they'll be between me and him. Amen? Amen. So verse 23 says, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Consider carefully what you hear, he continued. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you and even more. So we have ears. And we need to actively listen to what the Lord tells us. You know, so many times we don't. We listen to people. We listen to any and everything besides listening to the Lord. And the Lord recently told me, you know, lately, he's been at me in the gym, which is early in the morning, because I'm in a situation where I have to depend on him to get me through. I have to deal with exercises, some discipline, and some endurance and patience even, and going through a difficult process. Because once I get to the gym, I have to pay the toll, which is a workout, to exit the gym. So I was getting ready to leave the gym the other day, and I was just, you know, conversing with the Lord and just running some things to him, like, Lord, you know, over the years, you know, I've been disrespectful to people. I've mistreated women, Lord. I've been disobedient, you know, and maybe I need to, you know, make it a, go on a crusade to apologize, you know, to make things right with folks. And he said to me clearly, he said, I hear what you're saying, but have you apologized to me? Have you taken the time to actually just pull me to the side and say, Lord, I'm sorry for offending you? So as I'm leaving the gym, I'm fighting back tears, and I get in my car, and I don't live far from the gym, so I get back home, and, you know, I'll be honest with you guys, and that's one thing about preaching that I like, but I don't like. Most of the time that I pray, I'm either sitting on my couch in my car or on my bed. This particular time, I got on my knees and knelt down next to my bed, and I sobbed, and I just told the Lord, I'm sorry. I apologize for being disrespectful to you and for offending you by a lifestyle that I've chosen. And for the first time, the grief of sin, and it was like, instantly, the Lord received my apology, and I felt that release that I mentioned earlier, that gratification, like, okay, I got this part right. Because what the Lord reminded me so many times, what we do, we ask for forgiveness of our sins, and we confess our sins. But we don't take the time to say, Lord, I'm truly sorry for what you did. And I'm not saying you got to walk around in guilt. Simply, one, I'm sharing with you what the Lord shared with me. Because sometimes we don't realize that sin grieves God. It bothers him. The word tells us that. And he wants us to live a life that's so wrapped up in him that we reflect him and his light. And we expand his kingdom in this world. So Jesus can command us to say, hey, listen, you need to let your light shine. You need to, those things that need to stay between us, fine. But those things that need to come out and get addressed and get cleaned up, we got to deal with that. And then verse 24 says, consider carefully what you hear. He continued, with the measure you use, it will be measured to you and even more. I can't explain the relief and the feeling, the high that you get when you're obedient to the Lord. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. But nothing beats a try, because we all have things that we're working on that we need to address with the Lord. There are things we need to pick up, and there are things we need to put down. And also the Lord reminded me, because he wasn't trying to beat me up. He needed to remind me that, hey, I've given you everything that you needed and a lot of what you wanted. And I even sustained your life. I even provide a village around you. I'm here for you, but we got to do this life thing my way, not yours. You know, and I know, This is the Lord talking to me. Your ways and thoughts are not like mine. And your ways and thoughts create failure. And I'm not for that. When we already had a victory, we're the light that dispels darkness because of who's in us and who we're in. Verse 25 says, whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not, even what he has will be taken from him. You know, the Lord has blessed us with time and talent, resources, people. He wants us to start being good stewards of our blessings, to do and walk in who he's called us to be, children that they're highly successful and who God designed them to be. And sometimes I'll take the selfish approach and be like, Lord, I want to be highly successful and who you designed me to be, because I have to play the long game. The long game has to be the Lord's way. It can't be John's way anymore. And I'm so thankful, even when I fall, when I mess up, when my man ain't right, when my mouth ain't right, when my ways and actions are bold, he continues to love on me and care for me. Real brief, I want to share with you another scripture the Lord brought to my attention this morning. It's over in Psalms chapter 37. And it's verses 23 and 24. Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24. And it simply says, if the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. That felt so good to read. I would read it one more time. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Brothers and sisters, that's true. If you just give it a try. It's like when you're trying to teach a kid how to walk and you hold their hands. They're going to stumble. It's inevitable. But if you have them, their hand, they won't fall. And that's the Lord with us. But that's the Lord with his chosen, for those who are saved. If you're not saved, your father, the devil, doesn't care if you stumble or fall or jump off the cliff or whatever, because he only wants to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus died for you and for me, and he rose from the dead to pay for all of our sins. To join this family, to have your steps firm, to have the Lord help you clean up your house, it's a real simple situation. First, you got to believe that Jesus died on the cross and he rose from the dead to pay for your sins. That's the main thing, really, is that you believe that. But, you know, the Lord is a gentleman. He wants an invitation into your heart and your life. So if you believe that Jesus died on the cross and he rose from the dead to pay for your sins, you could just repeat after me in this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I am an admitted sinner. I believe that you died on the cross and rose from the dead to pay for all of my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life so that I can spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you believed and you prayed that prayer, you're saved. Now, it's your responsibility to get into a good Bible-based church. If you're in the Detroit metro area, I personally invite you to Run for Christ Ministries in Ecorse, Michigan. But wherever you are in the world, if you just got saved by believing and praying that prayer, just find a good Bible-based church or even a group of Bible-based believers so that you can continue to grow and develop in your relationship with the Lord. Amen. Let us pray, Lord. We thank you so much for your word today. We thank you for constantly providing for us in your word and reminding us that we have to do this thing your way. Help us, Lord, not to dim our lamps, but to fill them up with more oil so that the lights are brighter based upon how we live, so that we can attract people who are in darkness to your light. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need.
I want your glory. Rejecting the love in your warm embrace, but I realize I need you more and more each day.
I need your
glory. Oh, I need you.
I want your glory.
I want your glory.
Less
of me and more of you.
Amen, amen. That song was fitting for that powerful message. Yes. And that message, I can relate, and I'm sure you can relate. And for me, organization of my home. And that message, how we live with God's light shining and God giving the glory. We all have something to work on in getting our house in order and doing it God's way. And just being good stewards of God's blessings. So very, very good message. It was just a good old-fashioned tune-up message, a tune-up, how we live. Pastor Jonathan, we just thank you. We thank you for that message. It was very fitting to tune me up. We just want you to, you know, stay strong and enjoy this day. Have a beautiful day. And we thank you for that message. Amen. All right. I'm standing in for our guru announcer, Crystal, and hoping she is better and back with us real soon. Okay? Be well, Crystal. Okay, so I am going to do the announcements. February the 3rd, 2024. And let's see, the teacher for Sunday school, 9 a.m., is Pastor Janice Tate. Join us in our Sunday worship service at 10 a.m. The praise team will lead us in our worship. Pastor O will bring the word. Okay? Monday, Minister LaCille Anderson, Blog Talk Radio show called Street Love at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday, 4 o'clock p.m., Minister Richard Overall will be teaching training day. Wednesday, 6 o'clock p.m. Bible class. Associate pastors in 6 o'clock p.m. Bible class. And then teacher, Associate Pastor Sarah Tate McClendon. What a treat. Titled Good Honoring Families. No. And the title is God Honoring Families. That's God Honoring Families. Okay? And then Friday, 7 p.m., Bring Back the Family, host Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, Ms. Julie. Then Saturday, our worship service at 10 a.m., and check the website for the preaching schedule. Tithes and offering. If you want to give your offering online, visit our church website at rfcm.org. That's rfcm.org, and click the Tithes and Offerings tab. Thank you, and God bless you in advance for sharing with us and those we help. Amen. Keila Freeman, who had surgery Friday, keep her in our prayers as she recovers. And pray for Mother Marilyn, Mother Persia, Mother Cheryl, Mother Irma, Deaconess Naomi Carter, Deaconess Crystal Crump, Deaconess Nicole and Nico, Darius Freeman, our pastors, students, children everywhere, and our government leaders. All the bereaved families everywhere, keep them in your prayers. Clyburn family, the Cox family, Alana Craig, and the Tate family, okay? We have birthdays for February. On the 7th, Mother Marilyn Overall celebrated. And on the 21st, Nico Gaston will celebrate her birthday. And all of our Blog Talk Radio listeners, happy birthday to you. So please check our website for more information on what's happening at Running for Christ Ministry. Amen? Okay. Let me see. Let me share our Black History. We have February is Black History Month, a time dedicated to celebrating and amplifying the essential contributions of Black people in the story of America, which so often get overlooked and underrecognized. National and local events and online celebrations will take place throughout the month to focus attention on Black people's achievements and history. Okay? So, support from our activities that they'll be having going on all month. So visit a Black African American History Museum. Read a book on Black history and Black authors. Invite someone to church. Watch a Black film. Attend a local event. Volunteer at a local organization. And support a Black business or two. Okay? And those are your announcements. Have a beautiful day.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Deaconess Kathy Clyburn, for doing all kinds of duty. Amen. Really enjoyed being on the show last night, the Black History installment. I like that. You know, I wish I could preach that sermon I preached on there. You know, that would make things real easy for me, but God have already made a way. Thank you for showing up
You're
and doing
welcome.
Everything you do. All righty.
My
Amen.
Pleasure.
So y'all don't know, but last week, Kathy got a chance to sit in my seat. I had to go see the dentist. And so Kathy did the whole show, her and Rebecca. Hey, man, they found out in plenty of time, though. I think I told them that night or that morning. But that was plenty enough time, don't you think? Praise the Lord. I know you do. Hey, man. You know, I thank the Lord. You know why? Because I have awesome help for preachers. Starting with Pastor Terrence Tate, he is the one who preached, God, don't give up on your God-given purpose. I'm like, okay, Jesus, so you giving him my sermon now? And then Sarah came back with the five cycles of sin. I'm like, so you giving her the sermon now? And then Janice come back, those two are associates, Pastor Terrence and Pastor Sarah, amen. And then assistant Pastor Janice Tate came with two sides of faith. I'm like, serious, Jesus, really? Now which way am I going to come? And then Pastor Jonathan Tate just get on here and preach the whole sermon. Amen, walking in the light. I don't even know why I got to preach. Well, I know one thing I ain't got to do. I ain't got to study a whole lot. I'll just say what they said. Take parts what they said, and that be my sermon. Amen, praise God. I just thank God for having that kind of help. That's why I let the preachers preach so much, because pastors need to learn. And pastors need to learn humility. You ain't so super. Oh, geez, I'm finna get in trouble. You don't know everything. And somebody under you can know more than you at a particular time. Amen. And that's why I let them preach and teach a lot. They teach and help me to preach. Amen. I'm talking to somebody out there. Go tell your pastor that and help them out. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I thank God for having awesome help. I thank him for Mother Irma Miller. Amen. You can call her up. Mother, I need you to do scripture. She's like, good, I'm there. Amen. See, she's being an example to the younger women in the church, how you serve God. Amen. Praise God. That's what mothers do. And I want to thank Deaconess Rebecca Johnson. Amen. Got her paperwork last week. She's ordained. Well, she was already ordained. Jesus is like, you are slow giving up the paperwork. Amen. But I thank God for adding that helped to us on last week, and I want you to pray for them because they're in the service of the Lord and serving the Lord's people. You know how it was when Jesus came here to serve his people, right? You see when Paul went out to lead people to Jesus, right? You see what they did to Peter, right? So, amen, it ain't easy serving God's people. So y'all pray for them. They got to serve God. It'd be different if they're serving the world. It'd be easy. Amen. They don't treat you like that. But, boy, when you got to serve church folk, Lord help. Amen. Amen. So God bless each and every one of you. Tomorrow we will be preaching our now and our later. And people keep telling me to go get some now and laters and pass them out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. You know, I don't know if I bought this. Yeah, I think I bought this one. It's by Lecrae. Amen. You know, before we get out here, real quick, because we're way ahead of time, we're going to get out of almost 25 minutes early today. Praise God. Anyway, I've been noticing that churches are getting in trouble for going out into the world and bringing their little crappy music into the church with cuss words and everything and saying things Jesus told us not, what Pastor Jonathan's whole sermon was about that. Amen. Others looking too worldly out here. We need to get that light going. Get the bowl off. Amen. We done extinguished the fire. Amen. So anyway, what I'm trying to say to you as church, we do not have to go through the world to get the kind of music we like to hear with words that won't get us in trouble with the Lord. Amen. But this is a song by Lecrae, and to simply ask a question. We've had wonderful, awesome praise and worship. We've heard some wonderful music. We praised, we cried, we prayed. We told God what we need. We're waiting on him to send it by faith and standing in peace until we get it. All that good stuff. We heard a word from the Lord to cheer us up and on. Amen. And we even heard a word after. Amen. The song. We need your glory, Lord. We need your glory. Less of me and more of you is what all of us need, right? So the question Lecrae asked in this song is to the song, after the show, after the music is all over, amen, will you pick up your Bible? I'll let him go ahead and do it. I ain't going to rap his rap. I'll let him rap his rap. See y'all later when we see you. Okay, yeah, you like, wait a minute, the song was that short? No, it wasn't. Jesus say, don't you do benedictions anymore? Praise the Lord. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I like that part. To God, our Savior, who alone is what? Wise. Be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and how long? Forever. And the whole church said what? Amen.
After the show, after the session, after the music stops, what's next? Are we just writing songs? Are we concerned uniting the people to follow the great mission of Christ?
Oh, let's go! Woo! Back in the day, I was a lunchline rapper. After that, I guess I was a punchline rapper. Then I got saved, and sometime after, your boy came back as a frontline rapper. And when I say the front line, that's not a front line. I'm out here preaching Christ on the front lines. And no, it ain't about rocking stages, cause some of my engagements are out on the pavement. Yeah, I'm out to take the Bible, create disciples who make disciples, disciple cycles. That's why I want the beat to knock, so after the music stops, you can meet the rock. I pray that you would know him well. This is like show and tell. It's more than a show, I'm showing you Emmanuel. So yeah, I'm hoping that you're liking the flow, but it's only so you can know the God I'm writing it for. Let's go. After the show, after the set, after the music stops, what's next? Would every fellowship, prayer, disciples, will you open your Bible? After the music stops, after it's over, after it ends, after the music stops, what then? Will you understand that Christ is King, or will you just like the words we sing after the music stops?
I recorded a couple songs, some fast, some slow, so the listeners would know the importance of the show. The importance of the show's not to excite these folks, but make God's truth relevant, ignite these folks. Discipleship is our call, but we make disciples. This is not a suggestion, create disciples. The teaching is a process, it's not overnight, and it's not a stage and a mic. No, it's life on life. Christ walked with 12,
six to 12.
Invested in them well, you can say that he made the 12, who made many more, who made plenty more. Now it's on you and me, if there's any more. One, teach two, teach three, teach four, teach five, teach six, teach seven, teach more. This is what we've been commissioned, it's the reason why I write, so that you can hear the truth, not so you can say I'm tight. Go!
After the show, after the set, after the music stops, what's next? Would every fellowship, prayer, disciples, will you open your Bible? After the music stops, after it's over, after it ends, after the music stops, what then? Will you understand that Christ is King, or will you just like the words we sing after the music stops?
We write this for the righteous, speaker was righteous, and then we might check for a culture who likes the hypeness. Some say we keep it crunk, some say we hype, man. We just wanna pump the resurrection of the Christ, man. We in the burbs and the hoods is hostile. We share a common view like synoptic gospels. And you know we keep a couple young dudes around us and teach them the same truths God used to ground us. This is a lifestyle, so when the mic's down, I pray people follow Christ when they turn the lights down.
I pray that everybody playing the song will be challenged by everything I had to say in the song. I don't do this for the money, I don't do this for fame, I don't do this so the industry can know my name. I do this in hopes to glorify Yeshua the King. If you're feeling me, you know you should be doing the same. Let's go. After the show, after the set, after the music stops, what's next? Will there be fellowship, prayer, disciples? Will you open your Bible? After the music stops, after it's over, after it ends, after the music stops, what then? Will you understand that Christ is King, or will you just like the words?